Welcome back to Clear from the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. We are in Parsha Tzav, and Parsha Tzav speaks about the Karbonos. Again, we learn about all the main categories of Karbon in Parsha Vayikra, and Tzav repeats the categories and then teaches many new halachos. But Kliakar picks up on some of the nuances in the text and finds some very fascinating points to make and additions that help us understand and appreciate the Karbonos on a deeper level. So we'll take a look at Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Ches, and this is talking about the Karbon Chatas, and it says, "B'mokom asher tishchata ola tishchata hachatas," and the place that you shecht the Karbon Ola, it's often translated as the elevation offering or the burnt offering, that's where you're going to do the chatas as well. That's where it's going to be slaughtered. And So it's asher tishacheta ola tishacheta chatas. Lefnei Hashem, kodesh kodeshim hi. So Kliakar asks why the Karbon chatas is said to be slaughtered in the place of the Karbon ola. It doesn't have to describe it like that. Just say it's in the tzafon. Why does it have to tell us it's in the place of the ola? And he first quotes the an explanation really given in the Yerushalmi, that it's in order to, like, kedei lechasos alachotim, so not to embarrass the sinners, so that if you see someone in the north of the Beis HaMikdash, don't think that they're necessarily bringing a chatas. They might be bringing an ola, so it covers up for them. But he says, interestingly, v'zeh tam chalosh, it's a weak reason, because, you know, no one would mix up a chatas and an ola. An ola has to be a zachar, has to be a male animal, and a chatas has to be a female. So, you know, if people, doesn't matter what side of the Beis HaMikdash you're on, if they see you with this animal, they know that you are bringing a chatas. It doesn't really help much. So that's what Kliakar says. He doesn't like the answer brought down in the Yerushalmi, at least not in pshat. So what does Kliakar say instead? So he says that, you know, well, we're going to have to give different answers based on two different possibilities of how we understand the Karbon Ola in general. Right? It's a machlokas and chazal, but he says it's possible that the Karbon Ola is brought as atonement, that it's brought because of hirhurei aveira. Someone had inappropriate thoughts, and he's atoning for that. Or it could be an ola is brought as a nedava. It's just a free will offering, a free donation to Hashem. You're trying to connect to Hashem. And based on these two ways to understand the Karbon Ola, that's going to be how we would understand why the Torah specifies that the chatas is brought in the place of the ola. So according to the former, that it's hirhure avera, so it, like a karbon chatas, is the result of the heart leading him to do avera. So he says the heart is on the left side of a person, and that would be so the left side over here, the Beis HaMikdash, would be the tzafon, and he brings various psukim to support that. So these ideas in Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu, and so therefore, based on this, it makes sense that just like the person who has to bring a chatas, he brought it because of sinful actions. He was influenced by the heart, even if they were unintentional. So too, the Karbon Ola is brought because of the left side, these sinful actions, and therefore they have a commonality, the Karbon Ola and the Karbon Chatas, and they're done in the Tzafon. That's first possibility. However, according to the other opinion, that the Karbon Ola is someone who is basically trying to elevate himself to bring in a dove, or trying to get closer to Hashem, that he says, it's only kiyum daron, it's a daron, it's a gift. So, and he brings up pasuk and tells him to support that. She says, no chalom, it's possible to say, ki achota achar shenosan nosan libo l'shuv b'tshuva l'havi chatas l'chapara, that since this person now is, you know, he's trying to do tshuva, and he's bringing a chatas to achieve atonement. So miyaz hu merutzum v'karbon merutz l'fnei Hashem yisparach ki'ilu hikriv ola ha'me'ula shebechol ha'karbonos. So it's like he's bringing a karbon ola, because he's trying to do tshuva now, he's trying to do the right thing. So it says Kliakar, it's not, you know, games and trying to cover up and hide the chatas. First shot, is that the Ola and the Chatas are actually similar because they're both brought over sins, sometimes sinful actions, sometimes sinful thoughts, and therefore it's connected to the north. And perhaps what even fits more in the pshat of the words is that the place of the Ola is the north, and that's a free will offering of someone who's just trying to get close to Hashem. And this is how we're supposed to view the person bringing the Karban Chatas. That we're not supposed to view him as a chota, as a sinner, but he's somebody who's not a sinner, but somebody in the process of tshuva. Somebody in the process of elevating himself. And it's considered like someone bringing an Ola. And Kliyakar says, the Ola is like in many regards, the most elevated and holy of the Karbanos. It's Ola Agabe, and it goes over all of them. And the place of the Ola is in the Tzafon, and that's the place that b'mkom asher tishachet ha'ola, in the place that you slaughter the Ola, tishachet ha'chatas, lifnei Hashem, kodesh kodeshim hi, that it's very holy, it's very special, and the place of the Ola is where you're going to bring the chatas, because this is not a sinner, but it's a person involved in the tshuva process.